Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the book of Genesis, the Lord called 12 tribes. You know, the 12 tribes, the sons of Jacob, the whole family of Israel, the Lord called the 12 tribes to be his covenant people. Biblically speaking, 12 makes a complete family, all of God's people gathered into one communion, the full portion of his faithful people. That fullness, it was destroyed by the unfaithfulness of Dan, the first of the children of Israel to turn from the Lord God. And because of it, the fellowship of God's Israel is broken. The 12 is now 11. Broken. Incomplete. Oh, the outward appearance of unity and completeness might be maintained. But what is broken cannot make itself whole again. And you ask, how shall the work of sin be undone? How shall God's people be made one again? During the days that immediately followed Jesus' ascension, the 11 and the other disciples, about 120 in number, awaited the coming of the Holy Spirit by devoting themselves to prayer. Their prayer arose out of their study of the prophets, who had pointed to the incarnation of Christ, his ministry, sufferings, death, and resurrection. Their prayer also arose out of the Psalter, the prayer book of the 12 tribes of Israel, of the whole people of God, of Christ Jesus, and of the church in all ages. And in the course of their prayers from God's Word, passages from Psalm 69 and Psalm 109 came to Peter's attention. Here was a word from the Lord to direct their action, as Israel had been broken and scattered because of sin, so too the apostolic circle had been broken by the sin of Judas Iscariot. The 12 were now 11. The full number of 12 must be restored. And Peter said, so one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection. And you ask, why only one witness more? Why not both Matthias and Barsabbas? If this were simply a matter of adding witnesses, certainly 13 would be a better number than 12. Indeed, soon enough, the number of those who proclaim the resurrection would swell, as Barnabas and Paul and Apollos joined in. At the beginning of his earthly ministry, Jesus chose 12 men. The living picture of Israel made one in him and in their call to follow him faithfully. Their unity, too, was broken by unfaithfulness by Judas Iscariot. This time there was no possibility of maintaining the illusion of fullness. The fellowship had been broken. This is what sin does. It drives us away from God and away from one another. And you ask, why are 12 important? Why is this story even a focus? You see, the restoration of the 12 is the very picture of our Lord's saving work. His death breaks the power of sin, and his resurrection proclaims healing for the broken and reconciliation of those driven apart by sin, filling the place that Judas deserted and restoring the full number of the 12, not only brought an additional witness to the resurrection, but it also was a witness to the power of Christ's resurrection, to the reconcile estranged, to make his people, his new Israel, whole. Israel is reduced to 12 tribes, and the 12 tribes is reduced to Jesus Christ. In Jesus are the 12 apostles, and the 12 apostles lead the full number. You see, God's people are made one by Christ's saving work, and the 12 is a picture of that. It was important that the man who would complete the number of the 12 would be like the 11 with respect to his following of Jesus, and would be a witness to all that Jesus said and did in the days of his incarnation. As with the 11, he would have followed the Lord, not by chance, not by his own decision, and not by his act of commitment, but by the call of his Lord. It was only two disciples that met this qualification. Joseph, also known as Barsabbas, and in his Latin name, Justice, and Matthias. We know almost nothing about them, and they really are strangers to us. But what is important about them both is that Jesus called them, and they faithfully followed Jesus. And then they cast lots. And you ask, why no report of background checks, no panel interviews, and no thorough discussion? The simple answer is that the assembly is not making the selection. Neither the will of man, nor good luck, nor blind fate will determine. The choice is not in the hands of men, even men who have called upon God to assist them. As with the 11, the Lord chose. The Lord would choose one to complete the number of the 12. The whole matter is out of their hands. God's choice is Matthias. And you ask, why does this matter to me? What does this mean to me? The number of the 12 is restored. This is the fruit of the saving death and resurrection of our Lord. Israel is made whole in Christ. We are told no more about Matthias. Instead, all of our attention is directed to the apostolic witness of Christ and the power of his resurrection. This good news is proclaimed for nations and peoples as the 12, the evangelists, apostles, and the apostolic ministers, in every age, go into all the world. In the book of Revelation, the apostle John says, after this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. And he had just said that there was 144,000 sealed. And then in Revelation 14 promises, 144,000 who had Jesus' name and the Father's name written on their foreheads. 144,000, or 12 times 12,000. In other words, the full number. The full number. You are part of the full number. You are part of the 12. You are part of Jesus Christ. So go and make disciples of all nations, Invite all to baptism that incorporates us into Christ and makes us members of His body. Invite all to receive the refreshing forgiveness. Invite all to be witnesses to the resurrection. You are the full number. Amen. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen. Please rise. Together, let us confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. When asked what you believe, you respond and say, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven.